The Gemara continues on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Gemara on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis brought the din of Kli Zchuchis, the Rabbanon with Goizet Tuma, and the reason is the Gemara says because since from the onset Tchilas B'yosin is min achoil, it's similar to sand, that it's created from sand, and sand is like Kli Cheres, so since it's like Kli Cheres, so Rabbanon made it a Tuma like Kli Cheres. Now, in fact, the Gemara Kasha Bezoi, so why does it have a Tarib B'mikvah? We know that Elu Choytzin Bekelim. That Kli Zchuchis, there's a din of Chatzitza if it goes into the mikveh, and Kli Cheres do not have a Tarib B'mikveh. Kli Cheres, the Tarosin is only Aidei Shvira. If it's like Kli Cheres because it originates from sand, so then it should not have a Tarib B'mikveh from the fact that it says it's Choytzin B'mikveh, Choytzin Bekelim. So we see there's a Tarib B'mikveh, if not for the Chatzitza. And for the Gemara, we're talking about a very specific Kli Cheres, Kli Zchuchis, I mean. We're talking about a Kli Zchuchis that was Nikvoy, that had a puncture in it, and that made it unfunctional. It's not functional as a Kli Zchuchis anymore. Now, Hitiv L'Techen Eiver, you filled up the hole in the glass with a piece of lead, which is Mateches. So since you were Mate L'Techen Eiver, according to a Meir that says, Hakol Hoylech Acha Maimid, you go after the Maimid, which is the piece of lead, which is now it's considered like a Kli Matches. Kli Zchuchis, Shenikva V'Hitiv L'Techen Eiver. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel holds that the Meir is Metame Chom Metarin. Reb Meir is Metame. So there's different Pshatim in the Rishonim. The Pshat and the Maimid. Is the Maimid Pshat is that you go Basa Tumi Yeshona, or the Maimid Pshat is that you look at it now like a Kli Matches, but upon him, the din of Tyre B'mikveh, even though it originates from sand, it has a din Tyre B'mikveh because Hakol Hoylech Acha Maimid, and it has in it Mateches. Frek the Gemara Daf Tezayin Omer Aleph, Elamiato, Loi Letame Mi Gabon. If Kli Zchuchis be a soida, you're compared to Kli Cheres. The etzim, it originates from sand, so it has a din Kli Cheres. So, ibazoi, loy letame mi gabon. It should not be metame from the outside. Alomotnan, we learned in the Mishnah clearly, Kli Cheres u Kli Neser, which is a type of Kli Cheres, Zok Rashi min Adom Levono. Tumos and Shover, they are similar in the way that mitamin u mitamon, meaning, they're metame themselves. If a sheretz hovers inside the airspace of a kli cheres, the kli becomes tomei umetamin. And likewise, it's metama others if food now is put into this airspace where the sheretz was beforehand and made the kli tomei, it's metama the oichol because the kli became tomei from the avir of the sheretz and likewise metama the oichol that's in this airspace. And we learn aside from the posuk, kol ashe yovoi, Betoicha means even if it doesn't touch the walls, even if it doesn't touch the tvanos. So how is this mitama kli cheres u kli neser tumos and shova? Mitamin u mitamin ma'avirein from the avir without touching the walls. U mitamin ma'chareein, or it touches from not being in the airspace from within the utensil, but in the back of the utensil. Let's say the bottom where you hold the cup has a chakak. It has it like a half a dome that theoretically, if you would flip it over, you can fill it up over there. It would be a clay kibbel too. That's how the Rash learns. The Rash and Kalim learns that Machagayin means that if you flip it over, it has a mokum of a base kibbel that you can put something in there too. So, akoponim, it's metamin, the avir from the regular inside of the cup. Or if you flip it over Machagayin, if it has a clay kibbel over there, it's also metamin from the inside. The ain metam migabein, but kli cheres are not metam migabein from the outside, from out of the cup. Ushviroson metaroson, and likewise when you break it, that is the tyra. Meaning, kli matches and kli zchuchis, it's choizen letumash and yishona. Because if you can fix it again, you can put it back together. Kli zchuchis, you can put the shards together. Kli matches, you can melt together. So those dakavadin, that it goes back to tumi yishona. Masha enkin by kli cheres, it's in gans and shviroson metaroson. Kli cheres, it's this battle, the shame, kli, and it's not a kabal tum anymore, lo'oilom. And the pshat in this shvira is, stated in the Achroinim, the Kovichurim, in Psochim, that Shvarim are not a kabal tum. It has the shame Shvarim, and Shvarim are not a kabal tum. So the shviroson metaroson. So we're medayik on this Mishnah. Kli nes v'kli cheres hu de tumos and shover. Dafka kli nes and kli cheres, earthenware utensil, or min adom levono, which are kli neser. Dafka these types of earthenware utensils are tumos and shover, that they're mitamin, umitamin mavirein, and not migabein. However, midiachin aloi, but other utensils, for instance, kli zchuchis, are not mitama like kli cheres are. meaning that they would be mitama mi gabon, they would be mitama from the outside. So lecharet shver, if we say that kli schuches b'yisoidoi, it originates from sand, so it should be like kli cheres. Over here it says clearly in the Mishnah, dafka these two are what? Are tumas and shova, but midi achin aloi, meaning glass would not be like this, and glass would yes be mitama migabon, and that's a kasha, loy le mitama migabon, it should not be mitama migabon. And that the Gemara answers, Amri, kevon d'chinishtabru yeshlem takona, shavinu klimat chois. Since kli schuches have a special unique aspect, unlike kli cheres, if they break, if nishtabru, yeshlem takona, you can put them back together. Glass shards can be put together like kli matchos, like metal utensils, they can be melted together. So shavinu rabono kli matchos. So now it gives it a din of kli matchos. And just like kli matchos ametame migabon, so too kli zchuchis ametame migabon. Yes, it originates from sand. Yes, it's doime kli cheres. But lemaise it's metame migabon because it has certain qualification and characteristics like kli matchos that nishtabru yeshlem takona. Now the Mashal learns this terror to the Gemara that it's only metame migabon, like kli matchos, and it loses the characteristic of kli cheres that it's mitame me'aviron. It's not mitame anymore mitoichon, only b'mago, only aide mago, but not mitoichon in the avir itself. As I learned the Mashal, the Sfas Emes learns up, and the way it's mavur like that in Tosis, he learns it up in Tosis very clearly, not like that. Because Tosis over here says, Diva Maschel, Elo kevin dechin ishtabru, yeshem takona, zok Tosis, loiga sinon elo. It remained with the original characteristic of klicheres, and avadet mitame me'avireyen. It's a mitame from the inside without touching the tvanois. Just the Gemara is saying it also has the characteristic of klimatrois, and that's why it's also mitame migabon. Unlike regular klicheres that are not mitame from the outside, from the gabon, it has mitame sai me'aviron, because that we remain with. We don't retract from that original characteristic that it's like klicheres, and me'mele it's mitame me'avireyen. But now we're saying it's like kli matchos too, and it's also mitame migabon, and that's why it's also mitame from the outside. Because if you break it, it has a takona, so it's like kli matchos too. So that's a tesis, not geris elo, because you remain with that original characteristic that it's doima shavin rabonon, like kli matchos leinyan gabon. But that's legabe the gabon. But avada, you're not removing the original din that it's also doima kukli cheres. Meaning the Gemara's teretz is we're being moisif another additional chumrah, meaning just besides having a tumas toich like kli cheres, it also has a tumas gav like kli matchos. Avdem frek de Gemara lemiato. If that's the case, if you're comparing it to kli matchos, so yachzru l'tumas in yishono, so when you break it and now you put the shards back together, it should revert back to its original tumas status. Just like klimatchos, that's the din. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah, klimatchos, pshutein umekableyen tmein. Pshute klimatchos amekabel tuma. Meaning, you don't have to be compared to sak. Klimatchos are not hukshu l'sak. Klimatchos do not have to have a kli kibul. Klimatchos, even if it's pshutein, even if it's a flat area, it's mekabel tuma. That's how the Rash learns, that it's not hukshu l'sak klimatchos. Another pshat is the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos in Kalim learns that the reason why kli matchos even pshutein and mekabel tuma is because it says in the plosik clearly kol dovah shiyuva be'esh, kol dovah includes everything, even the pshutein. But al kapol mishteit kli matchos pshutein umekablein are tmein, they're both mekabel tuma. Nishbru, if they're broken, toharu, then the tuma is removed. Chazav osam en kelim, if you make it back into a utensil, so then chazru l'tumas yishono, there's a din of tuma yishono, so we see klimatchos have a din of tuma yishono when you break the shards and you fix them again, it reverts back into the original tuma, v'ilu gabi kli schuchis tanan, and kli schuchis, which we're saying now, be'etzem ala klimatchos, because why? Because they are fixable, yeshlem takona, so we compare it to klimatchos, and that's what we tamim migabeyen, well clearly it says, l'gabi the tuma yishono, it says, v'ilu gabi kli schuchis tanan, kli eitz v'kli oy v'kli etz v'kli schuchis pshutein tohirin. The pshutein are tohirin, and the reason why pshutein are tohirin because they are iskish l'sak. They are compared to sak that it has to have a base kibul. So pshutein are tohirin umekableyen tmein. But if it has a kli kibul, it's metame. Nishbru if the kli schuchis are broken, or the kli eitz and kli or kli etz v'kli schuchis are broken, toaru.
The tumah is removed. Chozav osamem kelim mikablin tumah mikanu lahaba. It only is mikabel tumah, henceforth word, but the tumah yeshana, the original tumah, does not come back to it. Mikanu lahaba in the mafri aloi. So how do you say kli schuchis has characteristics like kli matchis? And that's why it's metame migabon. Oy bezoi, it should be yachzor l'tumah yeshana when you put it back together after it's broken, just like kli matchis is chozor l'tumah yeshana. And with kli schuchis, we see clearly it's not chozor l'tumah yeshana. And that Gemara answers, Tumas kli schuchis de rabbonon. The whole Tumas kli schuchis de rabbonon de kedin. Ve tumah yeshana is also de rabbonon de kedin. That yachzor le tumah yeshana. Ve tumah de raisa achitu be rabbonon tumah. By a tumah de raisa, meaning by kli matchos, which is a deraisa de ketuma. So then we say that when you break it and you fix the shards, it's chazal le tumas and yishona. By tuma deraisa, we said this din de rabbonon that yachzal le tumas and yishona. However, betuma de rabbonon, by klischuches, which inherently is a tuma de rabbonon, so lo yachitu le rabbonon tuma, then we did not put on that another additional drabonon dekedin of yachzal le tumah yeshana. The whole drabonon dekedin of yachzal le tumah yeshana, we only implemented by a tuma deraisa. By kli matches, but we did not implement this by a tumah derabbanon of kli schuchis. Frag the Gemara, pshutei and mia letame. We said that in the Mishnah that kli schuchis are unlike kli matches and pshutei and are tahirin. Kli matches we said are not iskish lesak. Kli matches we said it says kol hashiyava be'esh even if it's pshutein, but kli schuchis it says clearly pshutein atahirin. Why are pshutein not compared to kli matches? In fact, the Gemara pshutein mi'alatame kli schuchis you compare to kli matches. Now you don't compare it that the din of yachzal etumi yeshana. You don't say the rabbanon dekadin by a rabbanon dekatuma. Okay, but a kaponim compare it to kli matches in another additional sense, meaning the din pshutein. Let the pshutin be metame, and it should not require that it has to have a base kibu. It should not be iskish lasak. The din kli schuchis pshutin should be metame. Why? The pshutin kli matches the raisa ninu. The din of pshutin kli matches is the raisa dekadin. The raisa dekadin. You could compare kli schuchis and learn it out from the raisa dekadinim. The whole kli schuchis you comparing to kli matches, and that's with metame migabon. So let the pshutin be metame too. That's not a drabonon or a drabonon, like we say tumah yeshana. The etzem din of pshutein should be metama, just like migabon de metama, because that we should compare to the din of kli matchos. Pshutei kli etz de reisaninu. Zog de Gemara, the reason why we said pshutei kli schuchis atahirin is we specifically, even though we learned about schuchis from matchos, we want to differentiate and keep a clear distinction that it shouldn't be totally like kli matchos. Avdi barabonon ekeiro. We made a special hacker ki heche de lo lisrav alei tumah vekotchim. After all, if you're going to think that it's a regular tumah deraisa, then if truma comes into contact with it, you will burn it. And aloch is, you're not soirev truma and kotchim on something that's only tumah midarabonon. There's one exception. Alvov sveikus sofrenes atumah, Rashi says. Alvov sveikus, on the vov sveikus, even though they're rabonon, those sveikus is a special din yosoirev that we had before. Alvov sveikus sofrenes atumah. Sofik beis apras, sofik efe abom eretz amim, sofik bigdam oretz, sofik kelim ar mitzoyin, sofik aroikin, sofik meir raglai, odem kenegim agam beheima. That was the sugi before. But in regular sveikus, we're not soirev truma. So if you're not soirev, you're not oichel, but you're not soirev either. So if you're not soirev, so that's why we wanted to keep a clear distinction. To have a hecker, to realize that you're not soirev truma on it. How do you know that you're not soirev truma and kotchim? By stelling avek that the pshutei schuchis are not mekabel tuma. Pshutei matchos are mekabel tuma. Pshutei schuchis are not mekabel tuma. Now the original Gemara's kasha on the top of the Omid, that kli schuchis, if they have a characteristic, that the fact that they originate from sand, so they doyme le kli cheres, so loy le tame migabon, they should not have a tuma migabon. And we know kli cheres are not metame migabon, and only mi avirein, and kli schuchis, it seems to imply that kli schuchis would yes be metame migabon. And the Gemara answered, because it has a characteristic similar to matches too, the fact that it nishtabu yeshem takona. But in the Gemara's kasha, loy le tame migabon. Fakteis kasha, The second Tosfos, why do we, is the kasha the Gemara, that kli schuchis should not be mitame migabon, and it seems to imply that only kli cheres are not mitame migabon, but schuchis are. Why does the Gemara not ask, elamiato, kli schuchis amin, should be mitame maviren, it should be mitame from the inside without touching with the tfanois, just like if schuchis originates from sand, from choil, it should be like klicheres, it should be mitame mavirein, and the Mishnah implies that only klicheres are mitame mavirein, mashenken, klischuchis are not. So Tosfos wouldn't have much lemeim of mitame mavirein. And it could have asked that same question, it should be mitame mavirein. Now, we'll see soon on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to say that the reason why they're metame migabon. Till now, we gave one teretz. The reason why metame migabon is because they compared to klimatchos. Since the nishtabu yeshlem takona, so we made it like klimatchos and it's metame migabon. The Gemara is going to say now another teretz sooner on the base. The reason why it's metame migabon, klischuchis, is because glass is see through. Since it's shokuv, it's see through, so the gav is like the toich. The fact that you see the outside from the inside, so a male, it's considered like the toich. And that's why it's taka mitame, it's mitame migabon. The reason why it's mitame migabon is because this is unlikely cheres where the gav is not see-through. So it's not mitame migabon. But since glass is see-through, so it's nira teche kebagoi, so it's mitame migabon because it's like it's in the inside. So Ibn Zayzak Tosis, according to that teretz that we're going to see soon, so then you can't ask me a question, let it be mitame mi aviron. Because it is mitame mi aviron. The fact that the Gemara says, nirin toiche kabaroi, that you see through glass, it's mitame mi gabon, because it's like the toich, so it is indeed mitame mi toich, because the gav is the toich. Just like the gav, you can see the gav from the toich, so the gav has a din of the toich. That's how the lomdas and toises, which is really the Gemara's next teretz. Zog the Gemara. Tezayin omet beis, and that's the second teretz of this kasha. The original kasha that why is it not mitam? Why is it mitam and migabon? If kli cheres are compared, if kli schuchis originate from sand, it should be compared totally to kli cheres, and it's not mitam and migabon. So one teretz we said it's like kli matchos, since it's fixable, so that mitam and migabon. Then we had a different kasha. So then why is the din if it's like kli matchos? So then. Why is it not have a din of tumi yishona? If it's like klimatchos, and that's what's mitam migabon, because it's fixable. So why does it not have the din that it's yachzer l'tumi yishona like klimatchos? That the Gemara says we don't say a drabonon on a drabonon. I pshutein. Why pshutein not tumi like klimatchos? That we said because we want it to be different. She having a kera not to be served tumi and kochim. Rav Ashi Omar, Teftezayin Omid Beis, the original kasha, the reason why it's mitame migabon, it should be like kli cheres, because it originates from sand. Rav Ashi Omar, lo oilom likli cheres domi. You're right, forget matches. Schuchis is like cheres. It originates from sand, and it's like kli cheres. So, oi bezoi, why is it mitame migabon? Urika kasha loch. And the kasha that we had, lo oilom tam migabon, it should not be mitame migabon. The reason why it's mitam migabon is hoyel v'nira toichoy kebaroi. The yesod is the keteretz. The toichoy is nira kebaroi. Since it, you can see through the glass, so when it's on the outside, it's like in the inside. So the reason why it's mitam migabon because toichoy is kebaroi, which really means that the baroi is like the toichoy because you see one to another. So Rashi, hoyel v'nira toichoy mi bachutz. Since you can see from the outside that which is inside the glass, der tvanoisov lochoshiv gav el toich. The gav is not called the gav; it's called the toich. The gav is called the toich because you can see the gav from the toich. So the reason why it's mitam migaboy because that is the toich, and that's what Tosfos says in Amud Aleph. We just said when the Gemara had a kasha elamatelo letam migabon, the Gemara took Tosfos. He could have asked, let it be mitam ma'aviron. The teretz is, according to this teretz, it is metame me'aviron. Because since that zaktesis, the ikalim eima o enochanami, it is metame me'aviron. If it's metame migabon, because toiche kebaroi, you can see the gav from the toich, so it's taka metame mitoichon, because the gav is like the toich, and the toich is like the gav, it's all see-through. That is Avashi's teretz. Lo oilam l'kicheres domu, urikakashlach l'letame migabon, hoi v'nira toiche kebaroi, that's why it's metame migabon. and it's not totally like kli cheres, but it's mitame migabon, even though it originates from sand, it's mitame migabon because it's see-through, so toichoi is kebaroi. Which means baroi is ketoichoi. Like Rashi says, loichoshiv gav el toich, the gav is not called gaboi, it's called toichoi. So that's the mashmoyos of this Rashi, that it's metame toichoi, it's metame gaboi, because nira toichi kebaroi, and that's tois, the tois says, einachanami, it's takam metame mabirein. However, the Rambam, in Perakal of the Kalim, he learns that the fact that it's nira toichi kebaroi, the Gemara's teretz is, you can't compare it to klicheres. The Gemara's kasha was, be metame mi gaboi, if it originates from sand, it should be like klicheres. On that, the Gemara's teretz is, that no, since it's unlike klicheres, since it's see-through, you can't compare it to klicheres. Since it's nira teich kabaroi, so it's not doime to klicheres. And it's only metama ide maga. It's not metama ide avir. It's not metama ide toich. It's not metama without touching the tfanois. Because teich kabaroi, it's unlike the characteristics of klicheres. And it's different than klicheres. And that's the pshat, where the Rambam says that it's not metama ide avir. Unlike we just said, Rashi and Tosis learn, because Toich Kabari would be considered that Metama de Toich Enechanami, but no, it's only Metama de Maga and not Ide Avir, because it's different characteristic than Klicheres. So that's Machlokes Rishonim in the Gemara's Teretz of Toich Kabari. Now, the way Tosis learns for sure, and Rashi learn, Rav Ashi's Teretz is that Le'olam is like Klicheres. Why is it Metama Migabon? That's because Toich Kabari. But we're not comparing it at all to Kli Matris. So Tosis, Hochalesel Ravashi Taima Hoil Vichinishbru Yesham Takona Shavino Kli Matris. We don't say it's like Kli Matris because if it breaks, it's fixable. Umiu, that's the Gabi Din Tuma. Umiin Le Inel Atzichon Tfilok Shein Chadoshim Islel Ravashi Hai Taima Behedim Fek Basel Mesachav Yizora. Meaning, for certain things, when it comes to the Tyra aspect, the Tvila aspect, we do compare it to Kli Matris. When it comes to the Tuma aspect, we compare it to Kli Cheres. But when it comes to the Tyra aspect, we compare it to Kli Matris. So Schuchis have a characteristics of both, Sai Kli Matris and Sai Kli Cheres. We'll stop over here on the top of Tezayin Omid Beis.